Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
I started doing this radio show in November. In December, of course, I had guests all along. In December, two of the guests that were with me in those days, 97, are still with me. And one of them is Karen Kerrigan. And we're now celebrating her 21st anniversary as a member of Our Brain Trust. In fact, it's this week. Karen Kerrigan, thank you for 21 great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, happy anniversary. That's amazing.
21 years. you were right out of elementary. We got you. We pulled you right out of the seventh grade. And
that's right. After I took that Mensa test.
That's
you
right.
Know, that...
It's been
great, 21 years. And thank you for what you've done for small businesses and being their advocate, for being principled and really there for small business every day. You know,
well,
every single day. And what you've done for SBE Council.
Well, I love what you guys do. You know, I do. And folks, I tell you, I talk about you all the time, even when you're not here. I tell people they need to support what you do. Folks, if small businesses as a group could focus on being a single issue person for their company, for their business, and support the work of organizations like Karen's, like in Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Support them financially and with your moral support. If we could get those, if every one of the organizations, like the ones that you know, Karen, that you're shoulder to shoulder with up there in Washington, D.C., all of you at the table pulling together for small business, you know, different sectors of the small business world, If we could get you guys with the same kind of leverage as corporate America and labor and the other lobbyists up there, small businesses could change the world for the better, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, I do. And, you know, the good news is that, you know, our members and our small business leaders, like you, Jim, make a difference every day. So, you know, we've had many victories. We need to do a lot more in order to make the environment better for entrepreneurship and strong small business growth. But definitely, you know, the more people that we have on our side, the more resources, the more voices,
right,
we could really get a lot done for Small Business America.
I want to talk about I want you to talk a little bit about the lame duck Congress in a second, because I'm disappointed in it, and I know you are too, but there's some good things that have happened too. But I'm going to predict that President Trump in the next year, at least, maybe not 2 years, but for the next 12 months, President Trump is probably going to look a little bit more like a Democrat than a Republican in order to get things done. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he wants to cut deals. He, you know, he said, you know,
he's more of a deal maker than a Republican, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, the last 2 years, though, have been pretty good in terms of policies.
I agree.
That have been led from the White House. There's a lot more that can be done from a bipartisan perspective in terms of broadband deployment and regulatory reform, trade agreements, those things. But, yeah, I think he's going to be willing to, you know, work with the Democrats on issue. A big one where he'll look definitely more like a Democrat is on, you know, prescription drugs and this whole international price index.
I think he's going to give the Democrats a lot of what they want on immigration.
Yeah, no, that will be interesting. I'm still trying to feel where he's going on that. I mean, we got a sense that he was willing to negotiate definitely.
DACA goes right over on their side. The Democrats have already licked their finger and marked DACA up on their scorecard. They've already done it.
You know, Jim, we need immigration reform, as you know. I mean, the whole system is crazy right now.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. And, I mean, certainly immigrants are great for our economy. We need immigrants for our workforce, for entrepreneurship.
Yep.
I mean, hopefully there can be some reasonable.
But as long as it's more valuable to them as a fundraiser than as a solution, as a victory that they got and finished, a project that they finished and served the country well. As long as it's more of a fundraiser, then neither side is going to fix this. You know why I know that? Because they could have already fixed it.
You're right. They could have fixed it. What was it, 6 months ago? Or
10 years ago, 20 years ago. They could have, anytime they wanted to, they could fix it.
That's right. You're absolutely right on that. I mean, with, Obamacare. I mean, not Obamacare. Obama had the opportunity to do it. Certainly George Bush did.
Yep.
I mean, they were almost there with immigration reform. Remember being in the room with the Commerce Secretary.
But I'm convinced that the stalemate is not just Democrat. I mean, I think the Republicans are contributing to it too. What about what are some of the other things that you're seeing now? Well, there's some other misses in the lame duck session, aren't there?
Oh, the big one, Jim. I am so disappointed about this Jobs Act 3.0, the big capital markets. Capital formation, capital access package. We've been working on so many of those elements across Congress, many of them bipartisan, you know, voice vote, unanimous consent, passed the House. In fact, Jobs Act 3.0 passed 406-4. So a very, very popular 30-bill package of really...
Why did that go down? Why did that not succeed?
Well, you know, for a lot of reasons, I think one, the majority leader did promise the Senate kept handling a vote. It just didn't happen. I mean, there was some resistance by Democrats, but I think in the end.
In the Senate, right?
But I think in the end, you know, doing this continuing resolution to February 8th killed it because it could have been in the year end spending package if there was a package to be had. You know,
and folks, this is an example of the dysfunction of Washington, D.C. to not get things done that are logical, that everybody wants to have done. It gets caught up in the dysfunction, and this is why we're missing leadership, folks. This is the manifestation. This is the chickens coming home to roost on America having a dearth of statesmen. Unlike Karen Kerrigan, who is a great statesman and a great American, she and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.